Might as well get that ready. Man, this Sunday gets harder and harder every year. Some of the mothers have already started, and I haven't even started yet. So I so vividly remember most all of you. When you were 4 years old, that's when I first arrived. Giving you your Bibles, kindergarten, standing on these stairs. Moving you into the children's area and having so much time with you to learn and grow together. John and Christina, who's not here, I haven't known you all since you were children, but I've so loved watching you find your niche here at Highland Park and make this your home. So this morning I want to talk to all of us, but really I'm talking to you all today. You all are welcome to listen in, and I hope that you will glean something. But these seniors, and the college seniors too, you've made a mark here on this place, and I want you to know that, and I want you to know that we all know the mark you've made. Today's scripture, especially the First Peter scripture, kind of serves as a reminder for us all that we're in Easter. It's easy to say that. It's really easy on Easter and even Christmas to remember the importantness of the work that Christ did on this earth. But we kind of slip into our own common time where we forget and we just let the excitement and the renewal of Christmas and Easter slip away, and we become comfortable and ordinary. We even call it ordinary times. But this scripture is somewhat of a little pick-me-up in the midst of our Easter tide to say, wait, I'm creating in you a spiritual home. And that is every day of every year. But sometimes we need a little reminder of that. And I'm guessing for you as seniors, you're pretty excited right now. The last few weeks of high school, beginning your last summer before you're a college student. Many of you are planning to move away into a dorm. You have new roommates, a new town. No curfews, no mom or dad watching over you, no Miss Cheryl checking up on you. There's an excitement that's like no other. There's also probably a little fear mixed in there also. After all, you're going to be in a new town, in a dorm, new roommates. No curfew. No mom or dad to help you stay on time or get up on time. It's a lot to be happening, and there's a lot of us who have been there. And as hard as it probably is for you to believe, we remember how it felt, don't we? We remember how it felt. We all go through these stages in our lives. And while we do, while we go through them all differently, we all go through them. And while we take big steps forward, sometimes it feels like we're starting all over again at the bottom. We go off to school, we leave, we get in our car, we pack up, and we go off to school, and we're in college, and we're all grown up, and we're ready to take on the world. But then we get there, and for that first few weeks, we kind of feel like we're in kindergarten again, up on those steps, and we feel a bit lost. Believe it or not, your parents are going through the same thing. They've spent the last 18 years raising you for just this moment, trying to get you all trained and ready to go off on your own. And they're facing those same excitements and fears. They're not going to know what to do those first few weeks either. And as hard as these stages are, it's actually very beautiful the way that God created us, where we grow and we stretch and we learn and we change and we settle into comfort. And then we have to stretch and move and learn and change and get a little comfortable. And then we have to take another step and grow and learn and stretch and change. We're never really done. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness that every day is a new learning day. But there's something very important to learn early on. And you all know this. And that is, you have to make yourself available to God every day, continually, to be a spiritual home, to let yourself be built. Now, while that sounds maybe a little cliche, it really is foundational. I look back over these last 14 years that I've watched you, each one of you. I've watched you, Kendall, go from being a giggly little girl in Sunday school and VBS. And we looked through pictures this morning, and everyone, you're laughing and having so much fun. And now I see you at VBS all over this country, holding children in your arms, holding our children in your arms, and teaching them the love that you received as a child. Told you. Derek. Well, I've watched you go from a little boy who, well, I guess you were probably calm compared to your brother. I warned you. But you were always pushing the edge, always talking. Derek was not the quiet one in Sunday school or in any activity. Derek always had thoughts and ideas, and he was bringing them forward. And now you stand and you speak beautiful prayers, and you share your story so openly with this world. Christina couldn't be here because she's at work, and I watched her come into this youth group and give 100% of herself, in spite of the fact that she had been hurt in previous youth groups. And she came in frightened and needing to be loved. And she gave. And you all gave back to her, and you opened your arms to her, and you loved her. And you showed her a youth group that didn't have walls. And her honesty and her hardworking spirit was contagious, and it was beautiful. And I hope we get the chance to tell her that today. I have to say a little something about Jack, too, because he was that cute little kindergartner who just couldn't say his last name right. Jack Spintha. And he will always be that to me. But if you read his story in the insert. He's opened his heart to these youth. And although he's lived far away and it's not been possible for him to be here all the time, he's been a part of you all, and you have loved him, and he's loved you. And through mission trips and camps, he's been a part of this community. And that's not easy to do when you don't get to go to school with or be around each other all the time. John, I watched you come into this church at a difficult age. It's hard to come into a youth group when you're a little bit older. You were already busy with your band and school activities, and you lived a little out too, so you weren't able to be here during the week. But you've brought your gifts to this church, and you've been a part of this worship service by playing your trumpet and being a part of our brass ensembles, and we've all been blessed by that. And I thank you for that. Abby, all I can remember is this beautiful little girl who hid behind her mom's legs and wouldn't speak to me for the longest time. And now you're this funny, intelligent, hardworking part of this youth group, who I might say that once you get her talking, you can't get her to stop talking. But your laughter and your love has meant so much. And Wesley, you're this little boy who came to VBS with cream soda in your hair. I guess I need to explain that. I guess Wesley decided that he really liked cream soda sprayed in his mouth, so he took his hair product and replaced it with cream soda. And so every morning, Melissa would put his hair product in his hair, and he would come to VBS, and he had the stickiest hair. And she finally discovered after a few days that it was cream soda that he had put. I'm sorry, Wesley, I had to tell you. And he did have a lot of hair then, too. And now you've become this deep spiritual thinker. You've been a leader not only here, but through your school and Bible studies there. And watching you a few months back come forward and step out to participate in serving communion, that was so beautiful and special to me. And Trent, you've been such a constant, steady, always drinking it all in, not always saying a lot, just taking it in. And then when you do speak, it's either so important or it's so incredibly funny. You have such an ability to make us all laugh. And I really don't know where I would be sometimes if I didn't have you around just to figure out how to put things together. Because if Trent can't put it together, it can't be put together. Each one of you over these years, from childhood to adulthood, have been allowing God to build a spiritual home in you. And I've had the pleasure of watching that. You've learned and you've grown and you've shared and you've put your gifts to work. We've all had the pleasure of witnessing that. And you've stretched and you've tried new areas. And you found some areas that you weren't good at. And that's part of allowing God to create a spiritual home in you. There are also times when we have to take a few steps backwards and look at what's happening. And maybe we see a few boards who are up wrong. Or maybe we find a few nails that need to be hammered in a little bit harder. Or maybe we need to take things completely out and put new boards in. And maybe we even need to pull those instructions out every now and then and reread them. It's easy as we get older to think, oh, I've got this. I've been in Sunday school. I know the stories. I don't need to be around church anymore. But this is one of the best places to work on that spiritual home. Among others who are in the building process, right there with you. It's hard at college to give up your Sunday mornings to go to church. But you need to find a place. A place sometime during the week, a student ministry or a college worship service, to be with others who are on the same journey and who are building together. And you need to remember, like Kevin said, that this will always be a home for you. Always. You've made such an important mark on this community, and we will pray for you, and we will continue to love you, and we'll try to help your parents through this. Hopefully, you'll get care packages from us so that you know that your home is always here and always open to you. What a blessing you've been in my life, and I can't wait to see the impact that you have on this world. Almost a year ago, we were in Big Bend. We'd been kind of rehashing our mission trip and talking about what we had done. And if you've ever been to Big Bend, it's a special place for stars. There's really no place else like it that I've ever been. And we were sitting on the porch, and we were all kind of laying down, looking up at the stars. We were quiet, quiet, quiet. And just spontaneously, the group began to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And we sang the whole thing, every verse. It was so beautiful. It will always be one of my most precious memories. And so that's our hymn of response today. Amazing Grace. A time for you to look, step back and look, and say, what do I need to do to my spiritual home? What nails need to be driven in a little harder? What boards need to be replaced? What things need to be straightened up? I invite you to think and reflect as we stand and sing Amazing Grace together.